And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Today, I want to talk about life. Life, you see, is a mysterious thing. Life is a mysterious thing. It's more than just eating and drinking and watching football and shopping. It's more than that, much more. Now, the proof that life is something very special is that if you do everything that people say is the right thing to do, you know, you get good grades in school, you go to college, you get a degree, you get a good job, you get married, you have kids, you volunteer in the community, you exercise, you eat right, so on. See? If you do all the things that they say to do, life can still be empty. Something is still missing. In fact, you can still be unhappy. You can still be unhappy. Your kids can become rebellious. There can be issues. Then there can be issues between you and your partner. There can be a divorce. See? Your kids grow up and say, my dad wasn't there for me. See? My mom, you know, messed me up. See? You did everything right, and yet it didn't work out. Something is wrong. So there's a special knowledge that you need in order to navigate life, and special knowledge that you need in order to handle those delicate moments. See, you can make all the money in the world, volunteer in the community, eat right, exercise right, and be a person that everybody says is nice. But in those special moments with your kids, in those special moments, you mess it up, see? And things don't work out. So let's talk about life. Now, how are you going to find the instructions? There are a lot of religions in the world, you know. Some of them are good. Some of them are good, like Christianity, for example, or Judaism. See, those are good. And there's nice advice. You go everywhere, they say eat right, exercise, you know, don't steal, don't lie, you know, don't sweat the small stuff, you know, look for quality time. They tell you, there's all kinds of good advice, right? Invest here and invest there and save money and, you know, buy a practical car. Lots of advice. Your life can still be a mess. See, and your spiritual life can be a mess. So there are special instructions that you need. Special instructions. Now, it would be nice if, that's what a father is for. That is what a father is for. But see, if your dad wasn't there for you, or if dad was there and he was weak, or he was a non-factor, he was a people pleaser, nice guy, but kind of weak. See, mom was in charge, and she took you to all the right doctors for all the right vaccines and to all the right daycare and to the right school and to the right after-school activities. And dad was there, kind of weak, kind of, you know, he sat in the living room and watched television, you know. Well, then nobody taught you what you need to know. So then you get married and you think, boy, my marriage is not going to be like my parents. I saw them secretly hating each other and my mom was unhappy. I saw that, and I saw my dad was angry, and I saw that communication was not good, and then maybe there was a divorce or something. I saw all of that. So my marriage is not going to be that way. But then lo and behold, that's the way your marriage turns out. And if you don't get married, if you just live together, it still comes out the same. Something is missing. So I'm going to talk about what is missing, and you better listen. You better listen.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
I've been on the air now for over 25 years. I think this is my 26th year. I've been on all over the country, everywhere from Seattle to Los Angeles to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Kansas City, Missouri, North Carolina, South Carolina, San Francisco, Sacramento, a lot of places, Nebraska. I've been on all over the country. I probably named half of the places I've been on the shortwave around the world. I've written 18 books. I'm working on my 19th book now. Okay? And so I can tell you that in most people's lives, something is missing. And so how are you going to find out what's missing? Well, you can go to nice organizations, nice self-help groups. You can go to nice churches. You can go to the library and get nice books or to the bookstore. You can go to seminars, see? You can do all of that. And you can hunt and peck and get a little piece of advice here and a little piece of advice there. But how are you going to know whether it's right or not? How are you going to know? Maybe it's right, maybe it's not. See? And if it's not, then something's wrong. So it's very interesting that, you know, what's the term hidden in plain sight? Okay, so it's very obvious if I began to talk about some of the mistakes that people make, why you'd recognize them, but you may not see that you're making them. You may not see that you're making them. And so it's very interesting. One time Christ said something very interesting. He said, "I thank you, Lord, for revealing these mysteries, these beautiful mysteries, revealing them to babes and concealing them from, you know, the educated and pompous people." See, so there's a mystery. Why is it that a simple person can understand, can have an understanding heart, and someone that has a master's degree or two master's degrees and a PhD doesn't have any understanding? How can that be? How can it be that the answers are right there? Okay, and some people have found the answers. Some people have. You hear about people like Abraham, Enoch, Jeremiah, Elijah, people like that. They walked with God. Ruth. See, in the New Testament, of course, you have Christ, and you have Paul, and you have Mary Magdalene, people like that. See, they had an understanding heart, and they understood life. See? They understood what was important. But you see, there's a knowing and a doing. So first of all, there has to be a knowing, and then there's a doing. A knowing and a doing. So like I said, you go out to nice churches and self-help groups and read nice books and attend book signings and listen to experts. And a lot of what they say may be good, maybe some of it's not good, but some of it may be good. But even if it's good, first of all, how are you going to know if it's true? Secondly, how come it still doesn't solve life's issues? Well, what you need is to return to the source. To return to the source. Okay? The source of understanding. The source of the kind of knowledge that is good for your soul, good for your body, good for your relationships. Okay? It has understanding in it. It has agape love in it. It has wisdom in it. See, it has light in it. And it's good, and it frees people instead of enmeshing them and binding them and manipulating them and controlling them, stifling them, see, or challenging and motivating them and making their life into a living hell. You need the kind of knowledge that's good, that's good. It's like the balm of Gilead, okay? That's good for the soul, good for the body. A special kind of knowledge. Actually, it's wordless. Wordless. Okay, it's wordless. It's called understanding. Another word for it is intuition. Another way of saying it is what you know in your heart. So you've lost touch with that. That's why you don't have understanding. That's why you make a mess out of things. That's why your relationships and your with your kids and your partner and things in life don't work out. And incidentally, I talked about people that go to all the right schools and get a degree and get a nice job and volunteer in the community and eat right and everything. Well, but the same what I've been saying applies also to people that take drugs and smoke marijuana and don't live properly. Their lives are just as messed up. Just as messed up. So it doesn't have anything to do with poverty or wealth. It has something to do with finding the source of understanding so you can find your purpose in life, live properly, and maybe even find the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. This is Roland. I've been talking about a special knowledge, kind of knowledge that you need, a wordless knowledge. A wordless knowledge that's good for your soul and good for your body. That's what's missing. A lot of people have a lot of issues. A lot of people have chronic health problems and psychological problems, and relationship problems, and all kinds of problems. You do not know just how good finding the source of understanding, how good that could be for your being. Now, those of you who are listening now, most of you are probably in Southern California, Palm Desert, or perhaps Palm Springs, or perhaps San Bernardino, or somewhere in Los Angeles or something. I've had to give notice to the station in Florida, in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I had to give notice because I'm not getting any response. And I'm not getting any response from you guys in Southern California either. So you're not interested in the meaning of life, I guess. You're not interested in finding a source of understanding that could have a good effect on your life, your being, and your relationships. I guess people are not interested in that sort of thing. I guess you're more interested in football and shopping and texting. Or maybe you like some kind of a shallow feel-good talk, you know, positive thinking and music and, you know, just something to make you feel good for the moment. Maybe that's more what you're looking for. So I hate to give up this station. It's a nice station. Have a good relationship with the station here in Palm Springs. And I know there are people, I've always loved Los Angeles for years. I was on the radio in San Francisco. I started out in San Francisco. I was on the air there for, like, I think, 15 years. On a station that had personal growth. They had most of the morning, most of the day. Well, actually, when I was there, it was most of the, actually still most of the day, you know, like from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. type of thing, was personal growth. And there I was. And then after I left KEST, eventually, the personal growth, and I've been on some Christian stations here and there, and I've been on a personal growth station up in Seattle, Washington, a very interesting station. But the nice thing about being on those kind of stations is that people are searching. They're searching for answers. So there I was, you know, with the people that are talking about, you know, alternative medicine and yoga and, you know, just anything you can think of that's a little something different. I just can't think of all the things, but that's good, because you know what? People that listen to that station are searching for answers. So that's a good place for me to be. But the San Francisco station, well, they began to cut out their personal growth. The station sold, and it was taken, bought by an Asian company. Now they have mostly foreign language broadcasts. That's what they have now. And the Seattle station with personal growth, well, they're still there, but it's a little bit pricey. So now I'm on around the country on the Wilkins Network, which is a Christian station. So I'm right there with all the typical people you would think of, you know, the John MacArthurs and, you know, all that, and Charles Stanley and Bible Answer Man, all, you know, those kind of programs. So there I am. But I only have 15 minutes, see, around the country. I only have 15 minutes. So I had thought, well, okay, I'll do 15 minutes, and it'll be just really, 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 really good, and it'll be like an infomercial. But I'm not getting response. I think that the country is in very bad shape. Very, very, very bad shape. And people are not responding to the truth like they once did. They're not responding. Okay, they don't even hear it. They don't even hear it. If they do hear it, they don't get it somehow. But I'm here nevertheless. That's my job. So here I am. I've been saying that you need to find the source of understanding. See, if you found the source of understanding, then that would be what you need. That would be the most important, the one thing that you need that would bring all the other good things. And so after this break, I'm going to tell you how to find the source of understanding. Did you know that I have over 400 video talks about the spiritual side of life and 18 books that you can preview at Amazon, all at talktoapastor.org? Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free. It's complimentary. It's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Thank you. Welcome. There's a beautiful passage in the New Testament and also in the Old Testament where, speaking through the prophet, God says, "The day is coming. The day is coming," says the Lord, "when one person won't have to teach another, because I will write my laws into their mind and into their hearts, and I shall be their God, and they shall be my people." So now you, perhaps if you've been following me, you heard me say that people are messing up. And even though they think they're doing all the right things, they may be doing all the technically right things, but something is still wrong. Communication is still bad. They still don't know why their life still seems futile. Partner resents them, and they don't know what, how to live. They don't know. They're confused. A lot of people today are confused. We've lost the center. Now what you need is to return to the source of understanding. That's what you need. You need understanding for your own, first of all, for your own self. You need to understand. You need understanding for yourself and for other people. Remember when you were a little child, and sometimes you were trying to tell your parents something, and then they were talking at you instead of to you. They didn't have understanding. How wonderful it was when you encountered someone, maybe a good grandfather or grandmother, someone who had understanding. They were easy to be with, and they had love for you, they had concern for you as a person. They didn't use you, okay? And you could talk to them, and they didn't immediately jump to conclusions and wrinkle their brow and say they had understanding. Well, that's what you need now. You don't have understanding either. It's obvious. Just look at your relationships and at your life. Okay? So, what you need is understanding. Now look, if you have understanding, let's suppose you are doing basically the right things. You have a nice job. You're a doctor, or you're a dentist, or you're a teacher, or you're an accountant, or a truck driver, or an electrician. Or your mom, you got kids, see, or your grandma, grandpa, your grandpa, maybe you're retired, your grandpa, you're helping take care of the kids, okay? So, you know, you got your things, that's all good. But just think, if you could find more understanding, if you could find the source of understanding, okay, then you could have it all. You could have your cake and eat it too. You could have the good life and have understanding too. Be a blessing to other people. See? So, how do you get understanding? Well, you get it from God. Okay? You get it from God. Not from a book. Not from somebody else. See? Standing there and talking. But from God. Okay? And from within, remember? God said, "I will write my laws into their mind and in their heart. And I shall be their God, and they shall be my people." We have people like Elijah or Enoch, Jeremiah. They walked with God. That's what you need, to walk with God. So now, where are you now? Are you near the source of understanding within now? No. Where are you now? Well, right now you're either lost in emotions, reacting to things on the outside, or you're lost in thinking, planning, scheming, worrying, daydreaming. So you need to find out how to get out of thinking and how to connect, how to find your intuition, find that source within from God, that inner light. You have to find it. Okay? And then from it, then you will get understanding for yourself. Okay, so when you get understanding, when you have understanding, you'll see your own mistakes. Okay, well, you'll see them, but you need to see them. Now you don't even know how you're messing up. Things are not working out, and you don't understand why. So you have understanding, but then you'll also have understanding for your being, for your body. Light will have a very wonderful effect on your whole being, and then you'll be able to be a benefit to other people. You'll say the right thing instead of the wrong thing. Okay. try the new easy meditation at talktoapastor.org. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. I have a very special meditation. I just made a new one. It's called the Easy Meditation. It's only 6 minutes long. It's new and improved. It's better than the one I had a year ago, and that one was good. It helps you to go in a room and sit still and get back in touch with your understanding from God. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You can learn it in 6 minutes, and it's free. I'm giving it away. So please go to my website, talktoapastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org. And check out the resources there and the meditation. Could do your world of good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.